For 91.3 WUKY News, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on medicine. Opiate addiction has dominated headlines more and more as it has become not only a law enforcement, but a predominantly healthcare-related crisis. And today, we're shining the spotlight on challenges facing pregnant women addicted to opiates. I recently had a chance to talk with Dr. Kristen Ashford of the UK College of Nursing, a research scientist leading a study on all types of conditions affecting pregnancy. And we specifically talked about opiate addiction.
We received a large Medicaid grant about 3 years ago to look at how group prenatal care, group support, reduces preterm birth. And so how we decided to operationalize that is we put moms in groups that were specialized. And how what I mean specialized is that we grouped moms that had a significant and similar health concern. So moms that were addicted to opioids, we would put them in group together to support one another. We put moms in a group that had high stress, high depression symptoms. We put moms in groups that were diabetic. We put moms into groups that were all Hispanic. So to really create groups of moms that were pregnant that had similar health concerns.
The women in the research study enrolled in Pathway Perinatal Assistance Treatment Home, and according to Dr. Ashford, had better outcomes.
Their infants are less likely to be admitted to the NICU. Their infants are less likely to get neonatal abstinence syndrome. And the moms are less likely to relapse. So this dedicated group care where they meet once or twice a month and get the medication-assisted treatment to stay off of the illicit drugs and get adequate prenatal care.
We had talked a little bit about statistics of smoking moms. Do you have any knowledge of moms in Kentucky who are addicted? And I know in Kentucky that the particular drugs that folks are addicted to tends to change geographically from east to middle to west, and we probably serve most prominently central and eastern Kentucky. Is it still opiates?
Yes, it is. And actually, Kentucky ranks among the top five states with opioid addiction and also during pregnancy. I don't have the exact statistic about how many of our moms are addicted to opiates, but I know that it's quadrupled. And it continues to grow, and we don't really see any signs of reducing that. We see it continuing to escalate. Mm-hmm. Eastern Kentucky does have the highest prevalence of moms addicted to opioids right now, and we are getting a lot of moms referred to our program. We're hoping, we have a couple grants in the hopper to hopefully launch this program in other Kentucky counties to help provide the service, because we're finding really promising outcomes with it.
And right now it's only available in Lexington.
Right now we only offer this program in Lexington, but we certainly are hopeful that we're going to be able to expand that to other sites soon.
And Dr. Ashford, are there any things that you want to get out there that I've neglected to ask you?
I don't think so. I think just continue to support mothers. I think what we found is relationships and offering support is really an important part of healthcare in general, and so not forgetting that personal, that relationship piece is beneficial to these moms as well.
As always, if you'd like more information on Dr. Ashford's research and specifically the Pathway program, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky. He volunteers his time to bring important medical news to the community. You can hear more of his programs at wuky.org.